let you know you wanna mic.
Hello and welcome.
You have to wake up.
Okay.
I wake up.
But I'm still drinking a lot of wine.
Is that a little early for that?
A little early for alcohol, isn't it?
No.
This National Drink Wine Day.
I see you're drinking wine.
What are you into wine? I love wine.
I love wine and everything about it.
Drinking wine is a sin.
I'm a sinner.
I'm drinking wine.
Raise a glass today. It's National Drink Wine Day.
And it's showtime.
And Laura's back on National Drink Wine Day. Coincidence? I think not.
I already have a glass.
That's my girl. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura sounds like she's alive.
Listen, I'm cheersing myself this morning for making it through 24 hours of basically sweating my life away.
Ooh, I'm sweating my life away.
That could be a song.
Looking for a sunny day. Yesterday was an amazing morning radio show. For a local
it was pathetic.
It was pathetic for you, but I mean, people listening thought, "Wow, this girl's tough, man."
No, pathetic. I had to bow out at 7:30. I couldn't do it.
And we whispered for the first time ever. We whispered birthday buddies just for you because you were going baby night nights.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. Yeah, there you go. if you were with us yesterday, it was officially the day after COVID vaccine for Tom and Laura. Me, I had a little soreness in my arm, and by the end of the day, I was kind of tired. I needed a nappy. But for Laura, her second dose, she knew it was coming, and boy, it did.
It did indeed. I would be lying if I said that wasn't an awful 24 hours.
Okay.
It was not fun.
And coming out of all this, my second dose will be on March 9th. We're already planning my funeral, and Laura will do the show on the 10th.
Yes, I will. Honestly, we need to, let's be proactive, not reactive like I was, and plan for good old Tommy Tom to take the morning of March 10th off. I will come to the studio. I will do the show for you. It is fine.
Then
maybe the following week, dare I say it,
Cross your fingers.
Can somehow manage to be back together because we'll both be fully vaccinated.
I think this could happen. I know upper management will take care of it and make it happen. Meanwhile, the boss was bumbling up the hall here yesterday. He had no idea what was going on. And how's it going? I know.
Having a fever of like 101 plus for 24 straight hours is not a good time.
Having a fever of 101 plus for 24 hours and attempting to do a morning radio show is quite the feat.
Not a good time. Not a good time. Glad I didn't have to drive in. I would not have been able to drive myself home had I had to drive into work.
And that was our piece of advice to everyone in Central PA. If you're working at home, sure, you could try to tough out some work while you're having these symptoms. But if you have to drive to work and you don't feel good, dude, stay home because you're going to need a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I will say, so yesterday, I'm trying to think, I fell asleep immediately after signing off of the show yesterday morning. Woke up around 9:30, so I slept for about 2 hours.
Okay.
Felt like dizzy, feverish still.
Yeah.
So chugged some water, immediately fell back to sleep, woke up again around 11, felt disgusting, like sweat. This is gross. This is probably TMI. Slept through everything. I was like, okay, let's take these poor dogs outside. So I took them outside. I was like, guys, we can't go for a walk. Go, like, do your business in the yard. Came back in, showered, and then, full disclosure, I fell asleep at 11:30 and did not wake up again until after 4 p.m.
And that's a good thing. You need to sleep it off, right?
I woke up at 4, and how about I texted you. Mm-hmm. I go, whoa. I think it might almost be over.
I think I may be coming out of this, yes. And you were, right? Slowly.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so my mom, thanks, Anita. Thanks, Boucha. Mm-hmm. She dropped off some chicken soup.
There you go.
So I ate that, had some toast, drank Gatorade, but then I was still tired. Like, I felt super tired, but I checked my temperature. No more temperature. It was back down.
Good.
So I was like, all right. So the husband came home from work. He's like, how you doing? I said, I think I'm going to go to bed. He's like, oh, really? It's like 7:45, 8 o'clock. I said, no, I think I'm going to go to bed. And I woke up this morning at 4:30.
And you were okay. Boom.
Right as rain.
There it is. So we're back. At least for now until March 10th. We are back, hopefully in full strength.
Oh, my gosh.
And come March 10th, we'll see how Tommy Tom does. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
We're just going to plan for Tom to take a personal day on March 10th.
Personal day. There you go. Yes. The overnight, the late night guys took a personal day again. We have no late night sound bites, which is sad. But we have a lot of virtual comedy coming up for you this morning. We have, of course, Laura's good news and maybe a round of and there it is. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Up in the morning with Tom and Laura. That's a good intention. Maybe you're drinking wine already because it's National Wine Drinking Day, or maybe you're just doing coffee.
I have my breakfast wine, so I warmed it.
Oh, okay. So that makes it a little bit more breakfasty if you warm it.
Yes.
A new coffee study is out, Laura. Oh, boy, like we need another one.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is good news or bad news, and if you're sipping coffee, don't spit it out. This new study says that caffeine changes your brain structure, but don't worry, it won't ruin your sleep.
Wait, how does it change your brain structure?
I don't know. I don't want to go into the details. I don't want to sound like the medical channel here, but is it okay? Because almost everything changes your brain structure when you feel good. Hey!
Right?
Endorphins.
Endorphins. Yay. So you have a little sugar, you have a little caffeine, you get a little happy and energized.
Yeah, when you're
don't
sleepy.
Want to kill your coworkers.
Oh, we all love melatonin, so we're getting sleepy. Yeah, all right. So, in other words, just drink your coffee, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Although, it's tea time for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new one. It's turmeric or turmeric tea with ginger and like orange blossom. Oh, my gosh, it's delicious.
I just stick with the old Irish breakfast. I just love it because I'm Irish, I guess. I don't know. But at 4 in the morning, yeah, I do have one cup of coffee.
Coffee on. Who wants coffee?
And an excess of caffeine.
Caffeine's ability to keep people awake is one of its most prized qualities. On the other hand, too much caffeine can make it very difficult to get good quality sleep. Despite all caffeine's health benefits,
that's not true.
Knowing that it may become habit-forming.
Arise and awaken.
You developed a crutch because you drink it too much caffeine.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Coffee.
Every night comes sheep. Because you can't fall asleep, caffeine.
That's not true.
Enjoy
anymore.
Your coffee.
Now stop it.
I can't sleep like this.
It's all right. Gonna fight every night. Caffeine.
Not necessarily true. So drink up, Central PA.
Have a cup of Joe.
News is next.
You're unbelievable.
Yes, we are. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 6 o'clock hour. Everybody's looking out their window today saying, okay, where's that snow?
Yeah, it's not really doing anything here yet.
Yeah, some areas reporting just a light coating overnight. Some areas nothing at all. We're still saying 3 to 6 inches. We'll see what happens. Gotta love being a weather guy, though, because you could just say whatever you want to say, and you pretty much get away with it.
I love it in my next life.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was in about 7th grade, thanks to Mr. Kelchner, I really did want to be a weather person.
Why did Mr. Kelchner make you do this? Or think
he,
this
no,
way.
No, he didn't make me. He, no, he was a really cool earth science teacher at Southern. Still is there.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool, dude. But he made weather fascinating. I liked all the different words for clouds. And then I watched that movie, Twister, and I wanted to become a tornado chaser. I thought it was exciting.
You wanted to be Helen Hunt.
Indeed, I did.
Okay, then.
Go into the belly of the beast.
Yes. I just like, we have advanced technology. We have apps on our phone that shows you what your whole day is going to look like tomorrow. Yet we live between mountains here in Central PA, and you never know if it's going to be right or not.
Speaking of weather, did you know that a team that was sponsored by National Geographic recently in 2019, so not during the pandemic here, installed the world's highest weather station that they actually almost got to the summit of Mount Everest?
And they put a weather station in there?
They did indeed. They installed three. They were trying to get one at the summit, but because of weather conditions, they couldn't. So they actually ended up doing it several on the step, the Hillary Step, and then another up at the next place where you, like High Camp 3, I believe, and then another just about 200 meters from the summit. There's a whole documentary. It was so fascinating.
I bet you the guy who has to plow those roads has quite a job.
There are no roads.
I'm kidding, because the guys at the fire company right now have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Come on, everybody knows what Mount Everest is.
Yeah, but not those other places. What did he say? Those other little stops along the way?
The Hillary step, that's like a spot on the mountain.
Yeah, is there a Sheetz there? I don't think so.
I mean, it could end up being the world's highest Sheetzes.
The world's highest Sheetzes. Hey, on the way, we've got some virtual comedy, some audio that's going to make you want to go on the internet and look this guy up, because he and his girlfriend do some incredible Star Wars impressions. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
I was in a store in Lewisburg yesterday, and there's two clerks behind the counter. One's an older guy, and he goes, "What the heck is this woman singing?" They were listening to 94KX. And so I'm eavesdropping, right?
Yes.
And I'm not your friend. What is she saying? And then the younger woman behind the counter not only knew all the words to the Billie Eilish song, but actually sounded like her.
That's cool.
She's like, "Wait, stop. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not your friend." I was just like, you know, I should be recording this and playing it on the morning show tomorrow. Good times. Hey, we do record things from the intraweb, and we call them viral comedy. We do our homework, right, Laura?
Yes, we do. I'm actually getting a little bit miffed here. We could talk about this later, about a trend on TikTok saying that skinny jeans are no more, and hair parts need to be center only, no more side parts.
Oh, come on now. And who's dictating all of this? A teenage girl somewhere, right?
Yes, and I would like to remind said little baby TikTokers that I'll take my skinny jeans and side part to the wine store because I can.
Because you can.
Yeah, because I can do that.
Check out
I'm 38
this,
years old.
There it is. Check out this couple who loves to do Star Wars impressions, and we'll tell you how. But this is good stuff.
How many impressions can I get my boyfriend to do?
Kylo Ren.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yoda.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good, you will not.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, what are you doing?
This is good stuff.
I don't like you either.
Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't need to see his identification.
New Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Jabba the Hutt. Palpatine.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him now. Do it.
Chewbacca.
Of course you gotta have Chewie throw it in there at the end.
Of course.
Those two are amazing.
That was unbelievable. And that was in what, like 30 seconds or less?
Yes. So Google random guy or just couple with Star Wars impressions.
Fantastic.
And you should get that. That's one of today's virtual comedy. We like to bring them to you because we do our homework. Mark Lawrence does his homework, right?
He does indeed. He's the busiest man on the planet.
He is. News is coming up, the Sports Center, and a check on the forecast. And guess what? Winternet one more time.
Heck yeah, we've got all kinds of virtual schooling going on today as we await the snow.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You might think we sit around rocking out to Nickelback played really loud, dancing about. No, we're on the internet looking for stuff to talk about. And I've got something.
Oh, I was rocking out to Nickelback, sorry.
Yeah, you were. I've got something on Tom Brady, which is absolutely hilarious. But in the meantime, you're a little upset with all those youngsters on TikTok telling you what kind of jeans to wear? That's funny.
We could dive down the TikTok rabbit hole on this trend.
Yeah.
Because there are these little beautiful baby girls who are so cute. They're all like, "Oh my gosh, skinny jeans are over. Center parts all the way." And it's hilarious because every single video I look at, I'm like, "Oh my goodness, you're me in 1996.
There it is. Tell me what a center part is.
Oh, when your hairline, so the part of your hair is directly in the center of your head.
Okay, so that has nothing to do with what kind of jeans you're wearing. These youngsters are just kind of covering everything, right? What jeans
they
to
are.
Wear, how to do your hair.
Listen, all you need to know is that everything that was 90s, so think bell-bottom or boot-cut jeans, right?
Yeah.
With a bit higher waist, though, because we went, like, way low in the late 90s, early 2000s, like, kind of like Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, like,
all
almost
that.
Your was showing kind of thing.
Okay, all right.
But no, it's more like bootcut jeans are back, choker necklaces, little space buns, a center part with like very straight hair or like sort of like gently flipped ends, these baby doll tees. And then they're saying like no more skinny jeans and center parts only. It's all 90s, babies.
All right.
You beautiful little baby teenage girls. It's all 90s. Like, you think you're being so creative and I love you for it, but you're not. We've been there, done that.
Yeah, and people before us done that. Because the 90s are pretty much the 60s all over again.
Yes.
With the low-cut
jeans. Just with, like, tweaks.
Yeah.
Tweaks, just, like, little tweaks. It's that, cool, though, because everything gets recycled and changes, and I'm so glad that I've, like, hung on to my vintage Levi's. So I'm going to rock them. Very excited about it.
Coming this spring, Laura rocks the vintage Levi's.
Everybody's really looking forward to it.
Everybody's got an opinion, you know, so they just put it out there in social media, and
except,
you know, whatever.
Well, you might see, but you had daughters, so you might remember this, where it was like, oh, if you're curvy, the like boot cut jean like helps balance your figure, whatever. I put on an old pair of my boot cut jeans the other day.
All right.
It is not cute. Maybe I just got used to the skinny jeans, but I was like, I don't know. I don't know about this.
I had three daughters, all very skinny and undersized. And so, yeah, they had to make adjustments to the wardrobes constantly. But cut a couple inches off the bottom of those jeans.
Oh, my gosh, the worst. That's the only thing about boot-cut jeans, the wet bottoms.
Yeah.
Like, they would drag.
Yeah.
They would drag on the ground, and then you would, like, step on the back, and they would fray at the back. Not cute. I didn't know what a tailor was when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if I'm going to embrace this trend, I will need to have appropriately fitting boot-cut jeans.
Some adjustments needed, yes.
Yes.
Everybody's got, like, opinions on what should happen. And this past football season, everybody was talking about how Tom Brady was washed up and he was done. And then he went on to win the Super Bowl and become MVP.
Right.
Since then, we have seen him throw the Super Bowl trophy from boat to boat in the Bay Area. We have seen him very drunk the day of the parade, drinking avocado tequila.
There's no such thing.
And owning it, saying, hey, I was drunk. You saw the video. Now, he comes back with a video roasting all the critics who were roasting him.
Tom Brady has not been good this year.
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
At this age, I don't think he's capable of doing what some of the other guys on that list are doing.
Tom Brady is an old
His time is over.
He's 42 years old and he kind of looks like it this year.
He didn't feel like Tom Brady was out here.
Unless you believe that he is somehow superhuman, it's a much safer bet to imagine that he is going to fall off the cliff. Coyote style.
And I like how he dropped the beats on it too, so that's a pretty cool. Look it up, Tom Brady's video. And again, do what you want to do. Be who you are. If you're old and you still want to play football, do it. If you're a mom and you still want to wear your skinny jeans, do
it. Rock them. Ladies, you do you.
Exactly. Birthday buddies and a whole lot more on the way.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning with your chance to scream. Birthday buddies, we didn't scream it yesterday. Laura didn't feel good, so we did. It's time for Tom and Laura's birthday.
Heard you whispered. I was told. Thank you for doing that in my honor.
You had that post-COVID vaccine headache, and we didn't want to scream too loud. Those birthdays coming up, the local celebs. Musical birthdays. Dr. Dre is celebrating number 52 today.
Whoa.
Yeah, Dr. Dre. He's produced a lot of people as well. You saw him on Super Bowl commercials.
Well, this car is automatic.
John Travolta is celebrating his birthday today. Any guesses, Laura?
Why's greased lightning?
Is he... He's not 70 yet.
No, very close, though. Very good. He is 67 years old today.
Okay.
Juice Newton, you might remember her. She was country. She was pop. She was both in the 80s. She's 69. And then in his 70s today, Mr. Roberto Kilroy.
No way.
Dennis DeYoung of Styx is 74 years old today. Wow.
Okay. Domarigato.
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
Happy birthday, Dennis DeYoung. Okay, those are the celebrity birthdays for today. Now what time is it?
It's time for the local celebrities, or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's birthday bunnies.
She is back. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to Bernadette Strasser from Shamokin. She's 59 today.
Caleb Groom turns 36 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Carol Sittler. She's 59.
Dan Deeds from Montandon turns 60.
Derek Feltman from Millerstown is 34 years old today.
Esther Butcher from Sunbury turns 64.
Jen Fossey from Sunbury is 48 today.
Jeremy Botdorf from Watsontown turns 41.
Happy birthday to Joyce Reichard. She is 78.
A very happy birthday to Justin Samsell from Sealands Grove, 37 years old today.
Christy Teets from Kramer, PA, 53.
Mary Wilson from Shamokin turns 35.
And a happy birthday to Matt Beaver. He's my boy from Sealands Grove. Matt is 53.
Happy birthday to Sean Nowlin from Sunbury, 47 today.
Tiffany Souter is 38 today.
Tyann Schrader from Sunbury turns 49.
All of those on the text club, which is the easiest way to get us, are actually on our, not text club. The text club is what's not coming up on the screen right now. All right.
Oh, no.
There it is. All we got is a lot of people who wanted their car washed yesterday, so no birthdays.
Double checking the old book of faces.
Is it just nothing me, or is there. The internet so slow today?
The internet's a little slow.
Maybe it's the snow coming. All right, no extra birthdays, social media or text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
You know, stupidity comes from all corners of the earth, all walks of life. But rather than calling it stupid news, Tom and Laura say...
And there it is.
A guy in the UK recently ended up on the list of people who are at a high risk for COVID and could go ahead and get his vaccine. He couldn't figure it out because he's perfectly healthy and only 32 years old. I smell a computer glitch.
Ruh-roh.
Maybe we're having one now.
So yesterday I got a text to be offered my first vaccine against COVID, which I thought was a bit weird. So I checked in with the doctors and they said, in fact, I was in group 6 priority list because of my excess weight, which was a bit of a blow. Anyway, the GP...
Yes, a bit of a blow because of his excess weight. Turns out the computer had a high body mass because he was listed as 6.2 centimeters tall instead of 6'2".
Oh, geez, Louise.
Sometimes medicine can be a game of inches. And
there it is.
There it is. And a guy who took money so people could let him stay awake all night?
Yeah. Okay. The volume's at max, guys.
Good luck with whatever is about to happen to you, my dude.
What? I'm going to slap you in public. I'm going to sleep tonight.
Check the window, bro. Someone's at your window.
It's like you guys have figured out how to work as a team.
Window.
The guy went on Twitch, and if you tipped him, you could play any sound you wanted to keep him awake or scare him. Okay, that's really stupid, except the fact that he made $16,000 in tips.
All right, we have a new side hustle to start, Tom.
I don't know. We're morning radio people. I don't know if we could do this.
I'll take 16K, won't you?
Well, yeah. The lesson and here, to sleep or not to sleep, especially for money, that is the question. And
there it is.
Tom and Laura, In the morning, 94KX, almost time for news. Mark's got that coming up. Rob, the Sports Center, Steve with the weather. I just took a walk out back, and it's snowing in our backyard.
Oh, yeah?
Laura? Yeah. Did you take the dogs out back and see if it's snowing at your place?
It is. It's flurrying very gently.
What do the dogs think? They're okay with the snow?
Oh, my gosh, they love it.
Yeah. Some dogs like it. Some dogs don't. Another piece of virtual comedy taking us to the news. I love talking dogs.
I mean, MacGyver talks to me all the time. He tells me what he wants very specifically.
I know. And sometimes it's almost like the sound of his grumbling makes you know exactly where he's coming from, right?
Exactly.
So there are those kind of dogs, and they call it dog talking. You know, when they go, how do you do it? It's like, okay, calm down. I get you. And then there are other dogs that actually say words. This woman has a husky who she wants to come in the house from the cold and the snow. Well, he's a husky. He likes the cold.
I was going to say, he doesn't want to come in.
He likes the snow. But she has to go to work, and she doesn't want to get in trouble for keeping him tied to a walk line. Listen to this dog, another piece of virtual comedy.
Okay, for all you people wanting me to bring my dog inside, Malachi, come inside. Come inside. I can get in trouble for animal cruelty if you do not come inside. Come in. Malachi.
Am I the only guy that thinks that's hilarious? First of all, the lady sounds like Laura because she's logically talking to the dog. Like, you can understand every word she's saying. I could get in trouble, cruelty to animals, if you don't come in.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I got to hear that.
Hey, for all you people wanting me to bring my dog inside, Malachi, come inside.
No.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Well, you hear the news top and bottom of the hour every hour with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
How about some good news with Laura Good?
All right, so we're headed to Texas, friends, and they are struggling this morning and for a couple days now. It's cold. It's snowy. But luckily, we have Mattress Mac in Houston to help out during the crisis down there.
Come to Galley Furniture. You can stay here all night. We'll be open continuously till this ice storm is over because so many people are without power. We've got blankets, we got sweatshirts, we've got hot food. Come see us till the power gets back on.
Wow, that's a good guy right there. That's good news.
Right? Gallery Furniture, store in Houston. Here's the thing. He's known for this sort of thing. He used his shores as shelters after Hurricane Harvey in 2017. And that very same year and this past year, he always served a Thanksgiving meal to over 5,000 people.
That's good news.
It's great news. And, oof, I'm thinking about Texas. I have cousins in Dallas. They don't know what to do in the snow.
I got relatives there, too. They're from Pennsylvania originally, so they're just laughing.
Right. Now we're headed to Missouri, where a preschool teacher named Robin recently donated a kidney to her 5-year-old student.
She was a student at our school. She needed it. I want her to have a normal life and go to school, and this is how we can help her get there.
She's incredible. She was offering to do our laundry and take me back and forth. I'm like, you just had major surgery. I was like, you need to go home and rest.
True story. Scott Zimmerman, who used to do news here on WKOK, he left radio to become a teacher in Danville. He donated a kidney to a student as well.
Isn't that amazing? Oh. And as someone who has a mom who received a kidney from someone, oh my goodness, these stories, they warm my heart.
Yeah, good news.
Last but not least, in North Carolina, a nurse is going viral after sharing some good news with her dad.
I'm cancer free.
Okay, you're cancer free. Did you have your PET scan?
Oh my, that's amazing.
Google. Oh my gosh, Google this video. It will just bring you so much joy this morning. She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma 1.5 years ago, but found out last week that she's cancer-free. She told her dad on Valentine's Day, but wanted to have fun with it. So she made him put headphones on and then recorded him while he tried to read her lips. When he realized what she was saying, obviously, you heard it, he freaked out.
a great video and great audio there on Good News. Yes.
And yes, we love to bring you the good news every weekday morning right here on Tom and Laura. Monday through Friday, we try to make you smile on 94KX.
On the fly this morning, be careful. Roads are getting slippery and the snow is on the way. Tom and Laura, in the morning, 73% of us are scared to drive in the snow, Laura. 73%. I don't know. I'm not. I'm okay with it. What the heck? Let's go down the list. I think we have lost connectivity with Laura. Hello? Yeah. Okay, she'll pop back in, I'm sure. It is crazy weather, and it's crazy on broadcast equipment, too. 73% of Americans are scared to drive in the snow and the ice. Most of those people right now are probably in Texas. Not making fun of you guys. My niece sent me a picture of her Labradoodle in the backyard just having fun because he was born and somewhat raised in northeastern PA. Now he's in Houston. However, my other friend, Lori, who hasn't seen snow in a long time, is like, wow, it's so cool to have the snow in Texas. Meanwhile, it turned to ice and they lost power. And now it's not real funny or fun anymore. So we just cross our fingers for those people in Texas. Back to northeastern PA. Yeah, northeastern America are the people who hate driving in snow because they have to do it. Followed by the people down south who don't get that much snow. Both slightly above average. Okay, number two, women and young people are more likely to say snow is very intimidating. 23% of women said they're not confident at all driving compared to just 8% of men. Over half of us have gotten a car stuck in the snow before. Well, I would believe more than half of us. The other half probably aren't even driving. 48% of us were never taught how to drive in winter conditions. Now, that's bad. But, you know, some people are just taught how to drive and they get their license. 35% of us don't know what to do if a car starts to skid. And one in three of us have been in a weather-related accident, a crash. And finally, here's what to do when driving in the snow. Slow down, focus, turn the volume down on whatever you're listening to. And also, one in five say, just start praying. News is next.
See me.
Here we are, Tom and Laura in the morning. And we're staying fit. Actually, we're doing a lot of things this month, Laura. We're rocking the red for Healthy Hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital.
We're being kind with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
And
feeling good all February long with Chelsea Davis and Figo Fresh, Figo Fit.
All right. So today we're talking fiber, which at my age is very important.
It's important no matter what age you are, because you want, like, smooth sailing every morning, right? You all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, number two?
Right? Yeah. You want a smooth number two.
Okay.
So eat your fiber. The other good thing is it can keep you full longer. So foods that are high in fiber, which means like 2 to 3 grams of fiber plus per serving, are good for you, which means that they are rich in nutrients. Think things like whole grain, whole vegetables, whole fruit, beans, oatmeal, lentils. They're all wonder for the belly. And the number two.
And the number two, which this is tip number four this week. And tomorrow, Chelsea joins us, right?
That's right. She'll call in, give us tip number five, and then a challenge for the week. We are feeling good, feeling Figo all February long. Rockin' red for Healthy Hearts with Evan, being kind with the United Way, and it's all to make us feel good this February.
Tom and Laura in the morning, feeling good
on 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Don't stress. We got the music for you. Turn it down if you're driving. Like we said about 30 minutes ago. That's funny. Tom and Laura in the morning. Yesterday, I had to end with a thought for the day about my friend Laura.
I know. And then you texted it to me. It was so sweet.
Today, do you have it? I mean, can you handle a thought for the day for us? You usually do.
Of course I can. Okay. I absolutely can. And this one, do you know who said this one? Steve Harvey?
Yes. Actually is known for this? Yeah,
like, normally he's kind of like a jokester, and what, he's the host of Family Feud now, right?
Yeah.
And this one, actually, I was like, wow, Steve. Okay. That's a great thought.
And we say the same thing when we get the weather every morning. Wow, Steve. That's interesting. Anyway.
Indeed, we do.
But when you say Steve Harvey, or when anybody says Steve Harvey, I just start laughing because he's just such a goof. But he's making a lot of money doing it.
So. Listen. If I could be goofy like that on national television and pull in a couple of mil, I would.
Yeah, indeed. So, okay, here it comes, friends. Today's thought for the day from Laura, from Steve Harvey.
He says, learn how to fill your day with positivity. Think of how your ideas can work, not how they won't work.
Wow.
Right?
That is positive.
It surprised me. I was like, wow, Steve, that's deep.
Much deeper than Family Feud, that's for sure.
So think can do, not won't do.
Very good. Have a safe and good day, everybody.
If you're out there driving, take it slow, friends. It's going to get nasty.